Find out how he got in.
All right. Today is Daf Mem Vav. We are on Daf Mem Vav, on the second line from the top. Today is a very short Daf. Yeah, here we go. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Mishum Bar Kapara. Rabbi Lazar said in the name of Bar Kapara, Omer Hayi Rabbi Meir would say, Ivrei Ola. Now, Rabbi Meir said that there was an extra Ma'aracha on the Mizbeach just to deal with the Ivrei Ola that were extra. Right? So Bar Kapara says that Rabbi Meir would say, Ivrei Ola, that if there are a varm of a carbon Ola, Shenosru, Shenosru, if they were left over, meaning, it sounds like it's a machlok, that's what he means. The Pashur Pshat means, even in the morning, they burned the Talmid Shel Bein Harbayim. And that was, let's say, in the summertime, 8 o'clock, 7:30 at night, right? Before Shkia, they burnt it up. And they come back in the next morning, and it's still not burnt up. It's still not burnt up. It was on the Mizbeach the night before. They would make a separate fire that was always there just to deal with this kind of situation. The extra Ola, right? Ivrei Ola, the Evarb of an Ola, Shenesosru, and that was left over, Osalan Maracha Vifnei Atma, they made its own Maracha, Fisodran, and they arranged it, Vafilu B'Shabbos. Even on Shabbos, where the carbon was brought on Friday. The Friday's carbon time was brought on Friday afternoon. Shabbos morning, you notice, oh my goodness, it didn't catch last night. You have a separate maracha, and they would move the bones and the limbs from the main maracha, I guess, to the small maracha, and let it burn up on Shabbos morning, even though it's not a Shabbos carbon at all.
Of course, well, what else would you do?
What?
What else is your choice?
I don't know, it's a good question. So one second. So he made two statements. Number one, about the extra maracha in the morning, and number two, about Shabbos. Says the Gemara, might come Ashmalan. What's Bar Kapara telling me? Rabbi Meir said that he have an extra maracha. What's Bar Kapara adding that I didn't know before? Right, Rashi says, might come Ashmalan, to ka'amar osilahem maracha b'chol. First, forget the Shabbos issue for a minute. Talk about the weekdays. Tanina, b'chol yom. Hayusham dalad maarachos. Every day there were four maarachos. And one of them is for the extra Evarim. What's Bar Kapara telling me? I didn't know already. What's he adding on? Rabbi Meir would agree. Of course Rabbi Meir would agree. What are you telling me? Tanina, we learned. B'chol yom hayusham arba maarachos. Every day there were four maarachos. So what are you telling me exactly? That I didn't know before. Amr of Oven, lo nitzdrucha el lipsulin. Ah, what if it was puzzle? What if the carbon was puzzle? So there's some carbonos where the psul, the limbs could stay up there, and some, the psul, they have to come down. What differentiates? That's how machlokas in Tzvachim, when they have to come down, when they could stay up, if the psul had to do with the animal itself, if the psul had to do with some other thing, some other outside factor, let's say a zor did the carbonos, the bais carbon. It's nothing to do with the animal itself. Animal is fine. Some woman ran in, or some Yisrael ran in and did their zrika, or something like that. So. But does the limbs have to come down? Maybe they can stay up there. What if something happened, there was a psul in the animal itself? The meat became tameh after you shechted it. It got tameh. Something like that. Or you took it outside the Beit HaMikdash grounds, you brought it back, yotzik. Different kind of psuls. So some yes, some not. That's what Rabbi Kapara was telling me. That even if it's psul, and it could stay up on the Azara, on the Mizbeach, it could stay up on the Mizbeach. V'dafka, but only true, shemashal b'hen ha'or. If the fire started to catch on these limbs, avolo mashal b'hen ba'or, lo. But if the fire didn't catch, then no. Then if it even got started, why should it be up there? They shouldn't be up there, they don't belong up there. You can't make a separate ma'aracha just for these limbs. But if it did, and you woke up in the morning and say, look at this, the fire didn't, it started, it caught, the limbs were a little bit, but not really burnt up. Then, even though it's possible, then you have another maracha. That's what Bar Kapara was telling us. Igad Amri, others have a different, slightly different version. Echad Ksherin, whether the limbs are kosher. Vechad Psulin, whether they're possible. E, Moshal Behen or in the E Lolo. So the only, it doesn't make a difference if it's a kosher or a possible. As long as the fire's caught on these limbs, you wake up the next morning, they're not done, you have a separate maracha, and that's what Bar Kapara was telling me. Fine.
I don't understand that. So,
if you put limbs on and they haven't even started burning,
and they're not supposed to be there. So, now it's the next morning.
It says
even if they're supposed to be there, but now it's the next morning.
You have to
take them off.
Okay.
Well, why? It's a new day.
Right.
It does make sense.
Yeah.
Next one was, then he said, Vafilu b'Shabbos. Even on Shabbos, there's an extra ma'aracha. Now, obviously, we're talking about where it's Friday's karbanos are being burnt on Shabbos morning. So who said that? That's already a chiddush. Afilu b'Shabbos. But it's not such a chiddush, because Reb Meir said every day there were four every day. So why would Shabbos be different? One of the Rishonim is going to say, maybe every day meant every weekday. It's a little hard to say that, but okay, maybe it means that. Anyway, Afilu b'Shabbos, Tanina. Again, it's old news. We know that already. He had to have meant Shabbos. Why? Because the Mishnah said, the previous Mishnah said, V'hayom chamesh. And on Yom Kippur, there were five. Meaning, on Yom Kippur, there were for sure four. Right? What's one of the four? This one. Which means that if Erev Yom Kippur, they brought a Talmud in the afternoon, Erev Yom Kippur, and that didn't have a chance to get burnt up, and now it's Yom Kippur morning, which is no different than Shabbos morning, really. Now it's Yom Kippur morning, so they're going to have a separate fire for the Avarim from Friday, for the Erev Yom Kippur, is Karban Talmud? The answer is yes.
I'm also missing something.
Yeah.
How are you giving us, why are we learning something that's only a temporary or possible situation?
No, because as Reb Meir held, there was a separate fire just for this situation.
He's saying it happened every single day, regardless of
the fire was there every day. Exactly, the fire was there every day. Even if you didn't need it, it was there. It was available for you in case you needed it. It was a separate fire just for the Avarim from leftover from yesterday. And even Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur morning, there were five, which means there were for sure four. What's the fourth? This is a situation. That means Erev Yom Kippur's carbon is still burning Yom Kippur morning. And what do you see? You have it. You have an extra fire. Right? Rashi says, V'harei Yom HaKippurim Kishabbos. Yom Kippur and Shabbos, the same thing. Regarding this, it's the same halacha, same issue. Right? V'katani, the Ivrei Talmud Shel Erev Yom Kippur, Oslan Maracha B'Yom Kippur. The Talmud of Yom Kippur can be burnt Yom Kippur morning. Right? So what do you see? So why would Shabbos be any different than Yom Kippur morning? Same thing. What? I don't know when exactly they were made, but the point is you're burning limbs that have nothing to do with Yom Kippur on Yom Kippur morning. So why shouldn't Yom Kippur be different than every Shabbos morning? Same thing every Shabbos. Why should it be different? Right? So, right, it says, B'chol Yom. Right, Rashi says, Hayu arbar marachos tanan, v'afilu Shabbos v'mashma. Oh, no, that's the next thing. So, Amar v'achar bar Yaakov, itzrich. It was necessary for Bar Kappara to say that Reb Meir held is even on Shabbos. Even though it's obvious. No, it's necessary. Why? I would have thought, Hani Mili, Hecha Dechal Yom Kippur, La'achar Shabbos. That's only true if Yom Kippur fell out on a Sunday. If Yom Kippur fell out on a Sunday, then you have the extra ma'aracha for burning Shabbos' Evarim on Yom Kippur morning. Because they're both Shabbos. Shabbos is Shabbos, and Yom Kippur also is like Shabbos. So on a Sunday morning, when Yom Kippur is on a Sunday, that is an extra ma'aracha for Yom Kippur. Aval, why? The chel be Shabbos craven be Yom Kippurim. Because the chel of Shabbos can be burnt on Yom Kippur. Aval be'em to Shabbos lo. But what if Yom Kippur is on a Tuesday? So who said that Monday night's carbon, weekday, can be burnt on Tuesday morning? Who said that? Kamash Malan, that's why Bar Kappara said, even on Shabbos. Even on Shabbos, even on when Yom Kippur is a weekday, doesn't make a difference. Same halacha. Every day, there was an extra ma'aracha, just in case this happened. Okay?
Does this count as an avoda for that day, or a sort of...
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
Otherwise, the current level...
Correct. Correct. Amar Rava. Rava says, one second. Well, you just said it made no sense. If you think about it, Rava says, "Keman hai delo chayish l'kimcha." The guy who said this wasn't choshesh for any kemach, right? It's no flour here. There's no meat here. No meat here. It's just gravy. What kind of that's what he means. No, there's no kemach here. What kind of statement is that? Says Rava. Habachal yom tanan. It says every day. Every day. Rashi says, "Hayu arba marachos tanan v'afilu Shabbos b'mashma." What do you mean? He was only on a weekday, not on a Sunday. What kind of thing is that? What kind of answer is that, says Rava? That didn't answer the question. Rava said, Rav Meir said there were four marachos every day. Comes along back apart, even on Shabbos. Yeah, even on Shabbos, that's right, every day. No, because I would have thought that only when he said every day, he meant only when Yom Kippur is on a Sunday. Then the Baruch, the Evarim of Shabbos are burnt on Sunday. What if Yom Kippur is on a weekday? Who said you could burn Monday afternoon's Karban Tamid on Yom Kippur Tuesday morning? Comes along back apart, yeah, you could do that. It says, what are you talking about? It says Tanan every day. Chol Yom every day. Okay, Kasha, that's a Kasha. That's a Kasha. What exactly did Bar Kapara add by telling me that even on Shabbos? The mayor said that every day. So the Ritva says, well, it's not Tiyufta, because maybe mayor went only weekdays. So we could get out of the answer. How would I know Shabbos? Oh, Bar Kapara said that. Otherwise, what is Bar Kapara adding? Right, mayor said every day, Shabbos too. No, maybe he meant only on weekdays.
That doesn't make any, this whole thing doesn't make any sense.
Why?
Because if you have the first Maracha, you can have a second. If a second, you can have a third one. It's a difference.
Because I'll tell you what, this one is only for...
It doesn't make a difference.
No, it does, because everything else is for that Yom Kippur itself. Every morning on Yom Kippur, you have to light the menorah.
It is for Yom Kippur. Because on Yom Kippur, you can't have stuff that's left over from yesterday.
Yom Kippur, you can't... No, so maybe you'd say, I don't know, I don't know. So the base,
get rid of it.
The Beis HaLevi is going to have a little a slight answer to your question. Might help. It might help explain might help answer your question. Otherwise, that's a good question.
The same thing that is left over carbon paste, you're not allowed to burn on yonti. You have to wait for Chalamoy to do.
That's only in your house.
Yeah.
Beis HaMikdash, they're violating Shabbos every day. Every Shabbos. They let the menorah, the burn ketores. Right?
All the other ones that are on the Mizbeach get burning. What's the difference if you have one more fire?
Because the Gemara, that what about what about Kapara Ed? What? No. So the answer was Psulim. Who said Rav said anything? Who said Rav Meir said anything about Psulim? That I didn't know. Even if it's puzzle carbon, you could burn on Yom Kippur or Shabbos.
They have one anyhow. So what's the difference if they have another one? Maybe this whole idea of any shlus mikdash or that you can just do stuff is only when you need to.
The Beis HaLevi is going to say certain.
What's that? But you need it because what are you going
to
do with it?
The Beis HaLevi is going to say that. It's very interesting what he's going to say. We'll get to it. We didn't finish the Gemara yet. Yeah, that's something that I can answer you. In other words, Shabbos was no chiddush at all. It says b'chol yom. Why did Bar Kapara say? I think Rav Meir would say that extra limbs. Yeah, that's exactly what Rav Meir said. The extra limbs get burned on.
What's the difference between the first question and Rav's question afterwards? When they went through that whole exercise of trying to figure out what the chiddush is,
right?
And it doesn't work because Rav asked the same question again.
Right. Maybe only because psulin is such a novel thing. Otherwise, I don't know. The psulin is so novel. That Rav Meir never said anything about psulin, and that was a Bar Kapara meant to add. Even psulin Rav Meir would say this. Even if the glim's a puzzle, as long as they're up there, they stay up there. That's the only thing I can think of. Yeah.
I'm asking, why is Rav's question any better than the first question of the Gemara?
Because Gemara gave an answer. And Rav said, that doesn't answer the question.
Okay.
Right, that's all right. It doesn't answer the question. The Gemara says, you're right, it doesn't answer the question. Kasha, it's exactly right. It's exactly right. Now, Upligi de Rav Huna. Rav Huna argues on this, right? Rav Huna argues on Bar Kapara. The Amar, because Rav Huna said, Tchiloso doche, sofo eino doche. Only the beginning is doche, the end is not doche. What does that mean? Says Rashi, sofo tchiloso doche, tamid shel Shabbos, nishchat b'Shabbos, the karv b'Shabbos. If a tamid of Shabbos, it's burnt on Shabbos, it's shechted on Shabbos. Sofo eino doche. Tamid shel erev Shabbos, which the tchila is on Friday, ein evarav niktar mishetechshach. They're not burnt on Shabbos. Ela ma'alan mibod yom. Ma'alan mibod yom. They're brought up on Friday, and they better be done before Shabbos starts. Because they're not done on Shabbos. Bar Kapara said, Rameir said, even on Shabbos, comes along with it, absolutely not. Tchilosos doche, the Shabbos karbanos are doche Shabbos. Every day they have to be brought. But a Friday carbon to be burnt on Shabbos? Of course not. So he argues on the whole premise of Bar Kapara. What did the mayor mean when he said kol yom? I don't know. According to Rav Huna, what do you mean by that? When the mayor said kol yom, so you have to say what the Ritva said. He only meant weekdays. Kol yom means every weekday, right? Like we always separate the week and the weekend. It's the only thing you can say. It's not mashal like that at all. The Rav Meir meant that. But there's no other way to explain it. Right? Now we're going to spend the rest of the daf on this issue. Gufa. Amr Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, well, Tamid Tchilaso Doche. The beginning, the Tamid, Tchilaso is Doche. Meaning, Shabbos, Korban, Tamid can be brought on Shabbos. That's a Tchila. Sofo ain't a Doche. But the end of it is not Doche. What does it mean, the end of it? Rashi said it meant Friday's Karban is not Doche Shabbos. My Eino Doche. In what way is it not Doche? In what way is it not Doche? Rav Chisda Omar, Doche es HaShabbos, the Eino Doche es HaTumah. Yeah, it could be brought on Shabbos. After all, we do so many things on Shabbos that are a chilul of Shabbos, but in the Beis HaMikdash, I would allow the limbs to be burnt on Shabbos. Friday's limbs, can be burnt on Shabbos, no problem. But if this Tumah, now normally we have a rule, that Tumah is mutter in the Beis HaMikdash, not Friday's Tumah. Absolutely not. That's not Doche Shabbos. Says Rashi, the last Rashi on the page. Ein Doche es Tumah. Hekter chelavim ve'imurin. Right? Ein Doche es Tumah. 1 minute. Yeah. Hakter chelavim ve'evarim, the burning of the fats, el esvikas damo bilvad. What does that mean? 1 minute.
That you're allowed to do
zrika
but not the rest.
Right, no. Right, you can sprinkle dam betumah, you can sprinkle dam betumah, because 1 second, when does that happen? That happens on Friday. You can't sprinkle dam of Friday carbon on Shabbos. You sprinkle dam on Friday. That you can do betumah, but you can't burn the fats going into Shabbos betumah. Right? I'm sorry. Yeah. Right. Any carbon that's kavu azman, can be brought betumah, which means carbon Pesach, everyday tamid. Even if it's Tumah, it can be brought Bizman, if it's Bizman. If I want to bring a Stamaray in the carbon and I'm Tomei or it's Tomei, wait till you tar. But if it's Kavua, if it has to be brought today, carbon Tomei was brought every day, twice a day. Even if it's Tumah, it can be brought anyway. That's a rule by Tumah. Now, we also know that we can violate Shabbos for Shabbos' Karbanos. Right? You're not allowed to do Shechit on Shabbos. You're not allowed to do these things on Shabbos. But you're not allowed to burn fats on Shabbos. But in the Beit Smithers, you're allowed to. As long as it's Tumah. As long as it's Bizmano. I come with my carbon and I want to bring a shlum in because I got a raise in my salary. No. You can't do that on Shabbos. Right? But if it's Bizmano, it can be brought on Shabbos. Says Rashi, Haktech Lav Vevarim cannot be if they're Tomei. A Friday carbon, yes. Yeah, Rikas Adam you can do on Friday because it's Bizmano. But to burn the Tomei fats on Shabbos, you can't do that. Okay? What?
What's the connection between Tumah and Shabbos?
There's no connection. The point is that Shabbos is only for Shabbos things, and this is Tomei. So we're gonna get to it. We're gonna get to it. That's Rav Chisda said that. Rava Omar, Doches HaTumah, Veina Doches HaShabbos. No. I would allow Tumah, but I would not allow Shabbos. Right? In other words, if the limbs are Tumah, I would allow them to be burnt on Shabbos. I would allow them to be burnt on Shabbos? Yeah.
How is that?
What?
He says that
a Doche
Shabbos.
No. Rabbi Omar, Doche HaTumah. Right? They can doche tumah. In other words, even though they're going to be burning into the night. Let's say it's not Shabbos. Tuesday night. So Tuesday night, it's a Tuesday afternoon. The carbon tumah was brought betumah. You allowed to do that? Yes, you're allowed to do that. Says Rav Chisda. Says Rabba. Eino doche tumah. I'm not doche tumah. Doche tumah. Tumah is not a problem. Eino doche Shabbos. But it's not doche Shabbos. Right? Does that make any sense?
Not to me.
No?
No, I don't understand why the two things have anything to do with each other. If something that's Tumah is allowed to be brought on any day, if you would normally allow it to be done on Shabbos, who cares if it's Tumah or not? If you're allowed to bring it, it should be brought. And if you're not allowed to bring it, what does it have to do? What is it that before? Huh?
That's exactly what I said before.
What does Tumah and Shabbos have to do with each other? If you have a problem, you have a problem all the time. If you don't have a problem, you don't have a problem.
The Gemara is going to ask that question in a second.
That is the end.
The Gemara is going to ask that question in a second. But let's say what he's saying. Rav Chisda says like this. If a carbon is brought betuma, forget Shabbos for a minute.
Right.
The only thing you can bring betuma is sprinkling the dam. That's all you can do betuma. You cannot burn the fat on the Mizbeach, even on a Wednesday, betuma. The only thing you're allowed to do is sprinkle the dam. Why? Because we're going to see on Amid Beis, that's the Ikra Kapara. Since we're allowing tum in the Beis HaMikdash, we're allowing it in a very stingy way. What are we allowing? Whatever your bare minimum. What's the bare minimum? Sprinkling the dam. What about burning the fat? So you don't have to burn the fats. But it's not Doches Shabbos. That's what he says. Rav Chisda Amar Doches HaShabbos, Ve'en Doches HaTumah.
What do you do with the fat then?
I don't know. I mean, if it's Tomei, mm-hmm. I don't know. Doches HaShabbos, Rav Chisda said, Doches HaShabbos, Ve'en Doches HaTumah. It's Doches HaShabbos, that I would allow. I would allow Friday's Korban Tamid to be burnt on Shabbos, even the limbs, but I would not allow Tomei limbs to be burnt at all. That's what he says. On Shabbos he'll allow it, but he won't allow a petuma. Everyone understand what he's saying?
Yeah, why not? Yeah. Does anybody argue on whether you're allowed to burn tamei limbs at all? You just said a minute ago only zrika for tuma.
Correct.
Does somebody else say that you can burn tamei limbs on a Tuesday?
Rabba, doches atuma, ve'en doches haShabbos.
That's fine.
No, doches atuma. Tuma gets pushed off.
Right. Yeah, that's a machlokes. Yes. That's a machlokes.
But ain't a doches haShabbos. But you can't burn them on Shabbos. Absolutely not. Exact opposite. Okay, everyone got it so far?
Yeah, it's fine though.
Fine. Amalei Abaye. One second. Ludidach kasha. Rav Chisda kasha. None of you make any sense. Why not? Ludidach kasha. Maishna tuma dichsi b'moado. It says b'moado in its appointed time. Vafilu b'tuma. Shabbos Nami Moado, Filu B'Shabbos. What's the difference between Tumah and Shabbos? Why one yes and one not? According to you, you held one yes and one not. And Rav Chisda held one yes and one not. Right? Rav Chisda Kasha Nami. Maishna Shabbos, Dichsi B'Moado, Filu B'Shabbos. Tumah Nami, B'Moado, Filu B'Tumah. What's the difference? Why one you're allowing or not allowing? Why? What doesn't make any sense? Each of you picked one. Why? Says Abaya. Why? If you're allowing Moado, Afilu B'Shabbos, then why not Tumah? If you're allowing Tumah, because it says B'Moado, Afilu B'Tumah, why not Shabbos? What's the difference? No, you don't understand?
No, it's two separate things. Why are you bringing one to another?
So Amalei, Lo L'Didi Kasha, full of Chisda Kasha. Not a Kasha according to either of us. L'Didi Lo Kasha, according to me it's not a Kasha. Sofo, Kitchiloso. Okay? Sofo, I hold sofo is like the trilasso. Tuma, therefore, when it comes to tuma, it's a quarter to, right? Tuma, the trilasso bar midcha tumahu. In the beginning, right? The beginning, are you allowed to shech the carbon tamid bituma? Yes. Tuma. You're allowed to.
Moado, obviously, you could do zrika. You could do
if shchita and zrika. Therefore, ma tchilaso bar mitcha tomahu. Just like the beginning of the carbon, tuma pushes it off. Put tuma, even though it's tamid, we allow it. Sofo nami dachi. So we allow it. We'll finish the whole thing. I don't agree with that idea. That it's a stingy kind of thing that we said before. Says Rav, I don't agree with that. If the beginning is allowed to be brought in tuma, then the whole thing is tuma. The whole thing is permitted. The whole thing is permitted. However, Shabbos, no. The Tchilaso, La Bar Minchi Shabbos Hu. You cannot bring, imagine if someone says, Friday afternoon we're supposed to bring a carbon tamid. We'll do it Friday night. You don't do that. There's no way you can bring a Friday carbon on Shabbos. There's no way. You cannot bring a Friday carbon on Shabbos. So why can't I do the second half of the carbon on Shabbos? Why am I allowed to do that? Says, well, of course I'm allowed to do that. Just like you can't do the first half on Shabbos, you can't do the second half on Shabbos.
The rooster can because you don't have another option. You cannot just leave it to rot there.
Exactly. Hasofo nami lo dachi. So the end of those are not Doches Shabbos. In other words, Friday karbonos are not Doches Shabbos at all. The beginning's not Docha Shabbos. The whole thing doesn't make any sense, because how could a Friday car be brought on Shabbos?
The
beginning's not Docha Shabbos, so how should the end be Docha Shabbos?
The base majors did not make early Shabbos.
Exactly, exactly. The beginning's not Docha Shabbos, so why is the end? That's not a right. That's not a right either way.
I just gave you an answer.
Right. Okay, look what Rashi says. Rashi says in the fourth line, the Talmud the Erev Shabbos, the Talmud of Friday, Lav Bar Milchi Shabbos, can't be brought on Shabbos. Right? Shari Bein Arbayim, Nishchat, on Bein Arbayim it's Nishchat, Vidam Nifsal B'Shkia Sachama. And the Dam becomes puzzled to sprinkle on when Shkia comes. Asks the Rishash, why? Why can't you sprinkle Dam on Shabbos? What are you doing? What Malach are you doing? What are you doing? Sprinkling Dam on Shabbos? Taking Dam and sprinkling on what are you doing? What are you doing? Yeah.
Maybe at the end part of the carbon has to be done during the day, you're making done on Shabbos. It's the wrong part of it. It's part of the carbon that should be done.
So why did Rashi add that in?
Nothing.
So that's what some say. Some say it's Tzoveya. Some say it's ticking. Now it's finished. So it's no different than putting the shoelaces in your shoe. Your Makav HaPatish. Had a carbon, it's I shechted it. Now if I sprinkled down on Shabbos, I've completed the carbon. I've made it whole. Before it wasn't whole. I made it whole. Again, burning the fat, that's not relevant. That's not ma'akiv. The dam is ma'akiv. How can you can't sprinkle that on Shabbos? In the chanami, maybe it's a malacha, ma'akiv patish. Or tzoveya. Correct. So we understand Rava or Rabba? Yeah. The beginning, why not? The end, of course, by Tumah, 100%. By Shabbos, 100%, not. Rav Chista, exact opposite. Lo kasha. Sofo, kitchilaso, lesle. He doesn't hold from that idea. Well, if I started, I could finish. If I can't start, I can't. He doesn't hold from that idea. Shabbos, the hutruhu b'tzibur. Shabbos, which is hutru b'tzibur. So, sofo namidachi. Then why not burn the fats of matzah Shabbos, of Friday afternoon on Shabbos? Hutra! What does hutra mean? There's a blanket. There's no Shabbos on in the Beis HaMikdash. It's all hutra. It's all mutter. So I could burn Friday afternoon's karbanos, even on Shabbos. However, Tumah is dechuya. Not the same thing as hutra. Tumah is, yeah, can a carbon tameh be brought in bismano? Yes, it can. But it's a very stingy bringing. We're only going to allow the bare minimum, which means, Tumah dechuya hibetzibur. Trilaso, the beginning, the shchit, the zirika, dikra kapara, which is the main kapara, that's dachi. That will allow. Right? That will allow to be brought in Tumah. Sofo, but the end of it, meaning the burning of the fats, the lav ikar avoda, the lav ikar kapara, that's not to do with kapara. Lo dachi, that's not dochesha, that's not dochetoma. That's not dochetoma. Says the Beis Halevi, why are we so makil when it comes to Shabbos and Malachas in the Beis HaMikdash, and when it comes to Tumah, we're so dachi, we're so stingy. Why? What's the difference? So he gives an unbelievable answer, such a pashat answer. He says, because Shabbos, there's no way to do malachas in the Beis HaMikdash without violating Shabbos. There's no way. How are you going to bring a carbon tumah on Shabbos morning? How are you going to bring a carbon musaf on Shabbos morning? How are you going to burn the fats of a carbon musaf on Shabbos morning? The answer is, you got to violate Shabbos. Built into the Torah is that Shabbos has to be violated. Has to be. It's impossible otherwise. Therefore, it's hutra. The Torah said, do what you want on Shabbos. Now, you want to burn a Friday afternoon carbon on Friday night? It's hutra. Do whatever you want. It's all mutter. Tumah? Don't become tameh. All right. If the whole Klai Yisrael is tameh and it's a bismano carbon, we allow it to be brought on tumah. What kind of heter is that? Says the Beis HaLevi, yeah, it's a very heter. We have no choice. Didn't have to do it to begin with. Shabbos is no other way. Lechadchil, it's going to have to happen. It's going to have to violate Shabbos. There's no other way to bring karbanos. It has to happen. So built into the Torah is this idea that on Shabbos, karbanos are going to be brought, and Shabbos is going to be violated in the Beis HaMikdash. The Torah gives a stamp of approval. Tumah? What kind of stamp of approval? Don't become tummy. Now, if it happened, we'll allow it. Backhanded, we'll allow such a thing. B'di'evah, we'll allow it. So it's only dechuya. Makes perfect sense. It's an unbelievable answer. Right? It sort of answers a little bit what you were saying before. Right? That's what the Beis HaLevi says. Okay? Itmar. New thing. Hamachabe esh machte umenorah. What if you put out the fire of the menorah? Now there's an iser in the Torah. You're not allowed to put out the fire of the Mizbeach. You're not allowed to put out the fire of the Mizbeach. Now, The fire of the machteh on Yom Kippur and the fire of the menorah came from the mizbeach. So if I put out the menorah, did I violate the issue of putting out the fire from the mizbeach? Well, it's not on the mizbeach anymore. So am I still chayev for that? Abaye Omer chayev. Abaye says, yes, you're chayev. Rav Omer potter. Rav says, no, you're not potter. Now, the kiviyah b'rosh hashom mizbeach, if you put out a fire on top of the mizbeach, kuli amalo pligid dechayev. Everyone holds dechayev. Why? You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to put out a fire on the mizbeach. Why not? It says, eish tamid tukar al mizbeach, lo sichba. Don't ever put it out. If you put it out, you're over an isser. Ki pligi, when do they argue? De achde a'ara v'kavi. No. I took the fire off the mizbeach, I put it somewhere else, and now I put it out. Like, where did I put it? I put it to the menorah. Now I put it out. Am I over? Abaye Amar Chayev. Abaye says Chayev. Why Chayev? Eish Mizbeachu. It's a fire from the Mizbeach. Doesn't matter where it is. It could be in the menorah. It could be on the pan going into the Kodesh Kedoshim. You put it out, you Chayev. Rav Amar Potter. No. Kiven Denatki Natki. Once you remove it from the Mizbeach, it's removed. It's no longer called fire from the Mizbeach. And therefore you're not Chayev. El Hodam Rav Nachman and Rav Ravua. But Rav Nachman said in the Rav Ravua, Hamorid gachelas al gabi mizbeach v'kiba chayev. If you take off a coal from the mizbeach and you put it out, you're chayev. Kiman, obviously kabaya, because Rava said that you're not chayev anymore, right? Says the Gemara, no, I feel tame a karava. You could even say like Rava, Hasam over there by his case is delo intik lemitzvasa. Why'd you take it off the fire? For what reason? If there's no reason, even Rava would say Yechayev. Even Rava would say, what did you take it off for? Because you wanted to play with it? Yechayev. When Rava said you're potter, when you took it off for a mitzvah, for the menorah, for the pan, for Yom Kippur, then you're potter. For no reason, of course you're Chayev. Hacha, inkatei lemitzvasa. But if you take it off for a mitzvah, you're potter, says Rava. Ikad da Amri, another version of the same story. If you take it off the mizbeach and you put it out, kuli amalo pligi de pater. Everyone holds the pater. Why? It's not on the mizbeach anymore. You pater. Ki pligi, the whole machlokas is the kaviyah berosh hashom mizbeach. If you put it out on top of the mizbeach, abay amar chayev eish mizbeachu. Rav amar pater kiven de natke natke. Right? Since you took it off, you took it off. So then, according to Rava, what does the Torah mean when it says, "Eish hamizbeach lo sichve," don't ever put it out. When, according to Rava, are you chayev? What? No, you're not chayev. Once you remove it, you remove it.
No. The original case is you take the shovel and by accident and squash the fire.
Right.
So maybe the answer, the difference is one you're doing it on intentionally, one's not intentionally.
No. What do you mean, Rava? Omar Potter, kiven the naki naki. I remove it from the. I'm still in the mizbeach. I took it off and I put it out, and then I put it out. I'm potter. Says the Minchas Chinuch, then when are you chayef?
When there's no longer fire on the mizbeach.
Uh-huh.
If you remove the coals...
Well, I'll tell you this. The Minchas Chinuch left it as a tzarachim. He couldn't answer it. He said, maybe Rava means you're not chayef. Malchus. Then he says, Fesayim, tzarachim bezeh. And he doesn't have an answer.
What? You take a jug of water.
Pour it out. So maybe, yeah. El Hadamar of Nachman Rabbi Baravua Amor Gachel Nalgav Mizbeach V'Kav V'Chayev Kiman. 1 second. But he said that if you take a coal, you take it off the Mizbeach, and then you put it out, you Chayev. That's not like anybody, right? Lo Kirbaya Lo Kirava. Not like anybody. No, Hasam over there. Lo Intik LeMitzvasa. You didn't do it for a mitzvah. So even everyone would agree you Chayev in such a case. Hachad Intik LeMitzvah. If you took it off for a mitzvah, then everyone would agree you're Potter. Hadin Alach Tarf Bekalpi. Hadin Alach Tarf Bekalpi. Hajjanach Tarf Bakalpi. Everyone have a good day. We start the new parak tomorrow.
New gemaras.